Alaska's the only state that employs so many engineers who have been trained out of state. Over 90% of the engineers working in Alaska have been imported. I'm Karen Sedgo, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Vincent S. Hahnemann, Jr., Dean of the School of Engineering at UAF, told the Chamber of Commerce this week that the single most common problem with technology in Alaska is that the methods developed elsewhere and applied here do not work in this state. Dean Hahnemann went on to note that the lack of space is seriously restricting the ability of the School of Engineering to grow and train the number of students that can develop the technology so needed by this state.
We have grown 50% in the last 2 years. The laboratory is so essential to give our students insight and a feel for the phenomena with which they must deal are vastly overcrowded. The faculty-student ratio is far too high. The students don't get the opportunity for interface with the fine professionals we have on the staff. The equipment for these labs are too old. The technologies passed that equipment by a long time ago. The reason we're able to provide a quality product now, at least in the School of Engineering, is because of the leadership of my predecessors, the two Chucks, Sargent and Belke.
This past fall, an accreditation team reviewed the programs in both the School of Engineering and School of Mineral Industry. Dr. Hahnemann said that the team commented on the overcrowding, outdated equipment, and the high student-faculty ratio. He emphasized that legislative support is essential to building a strong program that will serve the needs of the state. And he believes that the enrollment will continue to grow, partly because of the jobs available and because schools outside are limiting enrollment.
Right now, because the enrollment are being limited in the lower 48, we find a tremendous number of students are coming back here. They're tired of being taught by graduate students who can't speak English. They're tired of going to classes where they can only listen to a faculty member. They can't ever have an opportunity to visit with them. And this worries me about up here. When I start to have student-to-faculty ratios of 21, 22 students per faculty member, you say that isn't very many, but when you remember the amount of work that these faculty members must do besides teaching, there leaves almost no time at all for them to interface with the students. And so I think it's essential to at least add five to six more faculty members to my school, and I don't know how many more you're shooting for, Earl, almost immediately, about the same number.
Looking ahead to the future, Hahnemann envisions a School of Engineering with 600 to 800 students, twice the present enrollment. In an effort to attract support from oil companies, the School of Engineering is working to increase the opportunities for continuing education for engineers in the field. To that end, several engineering courses are being offered at Prudhoe Bay by videotape. For the Public Affairs Office, I'm Karen Sedgo. The spring semester at UAF began Thursday. Late registration continues until Wednesday, January 20th. KUAC-FM will hold its second subarctic homemade radio show this Sunday at 7:45 p.m. in the concert hall. There's twice the room and a half hour more of good bluegrass music by local musicians. There is a fascinating display of insects in Wood Center that will be up until February 12th. On Thursday, concerto competition preliminaries will be held in the concert hall between 7 and 11 p.m. Next weekend will be full with a rifle match on Friday, men's and women's basketball, hockey, and more movies, including The Jazz Singer. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.